Well, first of all, I must highlight the fact that President Robert Mugabe welcomed the visit. So one would have expected that the first point of call of the envoy would have been with the president himself. But typical in the Zimbabwean way, it's been pushed onto the back burner, and I don't know whether the envoy will be able to meet at the end of the visit with the president, who himself said that he would like to explain the rationale behind everything to her during the visit. Now, what is interesting is that, first of all, they welcomed the visit, and now they're qualifying the visit as being politically motivated in that the United Nations, which is in fact a very neutral organization and do not take sides but call the truth as the truth is now being shunned as being a puppet of the West.
Are you surprised at all by this allegation that the United Nations is being used as a front by the West?
No, not at all. Zimbabwe has become known over the past couple of years of living in a state of denial and always finding a scapegoat in its own point of view wherever it can.
A statement from the UN today says that the technical team is working with the United Nations country team, local stakeholders and civil society to design a mechanism to compile as comprehensive a picture as possible in a short time frame of those who have been evicted. Does this in any way indicate that there is an impatience on the part of the UN team to do its work and complete it on time?
Well, it's not a matter of impatience, it's a matter of absolute urgency. Zimbabwe is in the middle of a very severe winter, and we have, by guesstimation, over 300,000 people, women, children, men, you name it, of all ages, sleeping out in the open, out in the veldt at the moment, with no protection against the elements at all. And the big danger here for the regime in Zimbabwe is that the foreign aid agencies can achieve in a short time what they cannot achieve even in a long time. So the successes of the aid agencies will reflect negatively on the incapability of the regime in Zimbabwe.
President Robert Mugabe says the government has set aside $3 trillion to build homes for the homeless. What is your take on this?
Well, let's first of all translate the 3 trillion Zimbabwe dollars into United States dollars. We're speaking of approximately 300 million as opposed to 3 trillion. So the reality of the amount comes to fruition. No, the Zimbabwean government does not have the funds available to do anything like that. They have given themselves a time span of 3 years, but whichever way we look at it, it is extremely ridiculous to destroy people's homes and then after that promise them homes 3 years from now.